just cooking up potatoes. Or as we say, potatoes. Cooking them up. Cooking up potatoes. It reminds me of, have you ever seen the Tim and Eric show? Spaghetti! Spaghetti! I'm gonna open up some potatoes right now. Potatoes. The shell's a little harder on these potatoes, these Irish potatoes, than, well, what I'm currently used to, or what I used to be used to. Now that I guess that I've currently crossed this threshold, if you will, I'm now living in it, huh? Once you've crossed the threshold, you're now living in it. You've turned the chapter, dear young traveler. You've turned the chapter. But of course, young traveler, you've turned the chapter, dear traveler. Why, yes, of course. I'm imagining like a dungeon master from the, remember that cartoon? The Advanced Dungeons and Dragons? I thought that was awesome. He'd just show up. Why, hello there, dear mage. Might I interest you in a new spell? Why, yes, dungeon master. Where did you come from? We're in the middle of a bunch of rocks. There's no one in sight for...
Oh, don't you worry about that, young knight. Archer? Hello, Archer. Oh, my. Oh, my, how you've grown. Or have I gotten shorter? Perhaps I've grown shorter. Hugh knew. That would happen. Hugh knew. Oh, good day. Oh, good day. Oh, good night. Oh, good day.
So while I was sitting here making these potatoes, me started thinky. That's like a Jar Jar Binks kind of thing. Oh, me started thinky. Oh, me se use masa. Me se gisi nusu. Brusa prisi brusu. While I was cooking up my potatoes.
Cooking up my potatoes. Yeah, I know they're gonna taste great. Cooking up my potatoes.
Imagine like a Vince Neil kind of singer. You know, like that kind of...
I'm cooking up my potatoes. Yeah, I know it's gonna taste great. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. To eat me potatoes tonight.
You know, that's actually, it's kind of mixed with a little bit of Billy Corgan too.
Tonight, I'm on my...
Maybe it's a duo between Vince Neil and Billy Corgan.
Tonight, I'm on on my way.
I give major kudos to anyone who sings those songs. What songs? Oh, yeah, Motley Crue songs and Smashing Pumpkins.
I have to give lots of credit to those people. Yum, yum, yum. Except I don't. Yum, yum, yum. If I don't give lots of credit to those people, my creditors shall show up and whisk me away. Yum, yum. Nom, 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 nom. Yum, yum. Understand? Yeah. All you commoners, you never understand. Never understand my brilliance.
That'd be funny, like a guy who thinks he's totally brilliant, but he's really just the most lowest common denominator, kind of like. Like, it's just, there's, like, that just all recycled material that you've heard in the news, media.
Yes, I'm the most brilliant walnut of all my friends. I'm the most brilliant one. Out of anyone in the kingdom. I am the most brilliant. Out of any earthling human. In the kingdom. Give me another pancreas. Thank you. And all the fast kingdom, I'm the most brilliant one. Thank you for the liver. Kidney. This is a kidney. This is fun. I dare say. Yum. It's the most delicious. And potatoes and all the planet. All the planet. I'm the most eatingest king in all of the planet. I dare someone to come here and become more eatiest than me. I'm the most eatiest. I'm the most eatiest king in all the planet. All the planets. Pluralize that one. Yeah. Pluralize it. Yum. Please do what's good for you and pluralize it. Do you know what's good for you? Pluralize it. Yum, 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 yum.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program. And welcome back. It's my time. And welcome back to tonight's program, where we encounter another day at home. Oh, I didn't see you there. Hi everyone. How did you get in here? How did you get inside my house? How did you get inside my house? How did you get inside my house? How did you get inside my house?
Inside my house. How did you get inside my house? Oh, how did you get inside my house? Did I let you in? Or did you crawl upon the balcony? Or did you levitate up here to the 15th floor? To the 15th floor. Shifting from a bat, or even a black cat, or a raven, or a mouse, or something else entirely. Maybe a flying squirrel, or a tiny dragon. I don't know. So dumbfounded. Oh, how could it have happened? I'm dumbfounded. Oh, how could it have happened? I'm dumbfounded. How could it have happened? I'm dumbfounded. Dumbfounded, I'm dumbfounded, I'm dumbfounded, I'm dumbfounded. How the hell you got here in my freaking house, man? Welcome back from that commercial break. You. Okay. 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 Welcome back from. Welcome back. I really like the smell of fresh boiled potatoes. I really do. They're marvelous. They're really, really something. We are rolling. Okay. Well, welcome back.
from that commercial break. We are here, ready to salute you, dear listeners, with some fancy sounds that you will that you will not you will will not hear anywhere else. We are determined to do that for you, ladies and gentlemen. No, 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 this is not a joke. No, no, no. This is not a joke. Please, 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 put the ukulele down, please. Thank you, put it down. welcome back. Welcome back. We did not just have a technical difficulty. That was thoroughly planned, and something that what was that sound? We are most definitely arriving right on schedule, and did anyone else hear that sound? That's quite strange. Okay. Let's close that door. All right, let's close. All right. Okay. That's going to remain. That's going to remain closed. And I think, you know, while I'm here, I might as well. There we go. There we go. Nice and locked. Okay. Everything, as previously mentioned, everything here is going quite phenomenally. Please put that down. Please. No. Please. Okay. Thank you. Everything here is going just as planned, and nothing out of the ordinary. No. Nothing out of the ordinary. Everything is. It's quite fine, and we are, yes, everything's good, audience, perhaps you would like to answer a question or two. What do you think is the funniest thing about listening to Inspirato Projecto? Hello? Hello? You know, this is very, very strange, because, you know, I address them directly, and they're just like crickets. Okay, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, it's Mickey Dolenz here. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
So there I was in the kitchen, and one of the cats, Oliver, is just watching me while I'm boiling up my potatoes. And he's watching me, and I started thinking, you know, it's actually good that cats and animals really do not have the ability to laugh. because they'd be laughing all the time at us, at our crazy, at our craziness and the ridiculous things we do. I just saw this cat looking at me, and I'm going, wow, this cat's observing me. This cat's learning. This cat's figuring stuff out. You can see the gears turning inside that little furry brain. That feline brain. Feline brain. And I thought, yeah, this is actually good. Good news. That they'd be chortling, giggling, laughing. Yeah, let's go down the list. Let's go down the list. Okay, go down the list here.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine, play a song for me.
I've been going down this rabbit hole, these Vietnam songs, these rabbit hole Vietnam songs. What was it? Cat's laughing. Right? Oh, that's what we wanted. All right, let's see. This is gonna knock your socks off, okay? Well, not... Well, I haven't really even done anything yet. I haven't done anything yet. I'm searching for stuff. You guys, what's your favorite kind of laugh? Hello? What's your... Jeez. You know, you guys... Yeah. All right, so here we go. No. What? Okay, hold on. So what I'm looking for here is I'm looking in the thesaurus for various words of laugh, and I'm coming across a lot of different ones here that, well, I haven't even read anything yet. You guys. All right, do you want me to just start reading now? What are your thoughts? Do you think that... See, every time I ask them directly, they're quiet. It's like, it's weird. Okay. Here we go. Synonyms with laughing. Chuckle. Giggle. Grin. Howl. Roar. Scream. Shriek. Snicker. Snort. Whoop. Burst. Cachinate. Chortle. Convulsed. Crow. You're gonna make me crow. Fracture. Guffaw. Titter. Break up. What's your favorite, you guys? Which one do you like so far? What's your favorite one? Hello? Yeah, they're not. They just... where were we? Fracture. Guffaw. Titter. Breakup. Crackup. Die laughing. Roll in the aisles. Split one's sides. With sound being stitches? Interesting. All right. All right, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole trail. Do you guys want to go down the rabbit hole trail with me? You guys want to go down the rabbit hole trail? Hello? Cackle, chuckle. This is for giggle. Cackle, chuckle, guffaw, snicker, chortle, hee-haw, snigger, titter, Twitter? Oh, my God, Twitter? It's another word for giggle, Twitter. Pardon me while I twitter a little bit. In this day and age, that means something different, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't it? It means something a little different, right? Wouldn't you say it means something different? I don't understand what. Twitter, Teehee. All right, fine. We're going to go down guffaw. We're going to go down that trail. Laughter, howl, howling, roar. Nope, that's not it. Oh, here we go. Laughter, howl, howling, roar, shout, shriek, snort, belly laugh, deep laugh, loud laugh. Okay, I'll go down snort. Let's go down snort. Grunt, blow, breathe, drink, laugh, pant, puff, snore, sound. What do you guys think of that? Do you think those are good ones for snort? Do you guys think those are good? Hello? Jeez. Let's see. We're going to go under chuckle. I went back up to giggles, so we're going to go under chuckle now. These are all the ones that I think that you guys just might get a kick out of, I think, here. So it's a chortle, laugh, smile, snicker, cackle, crow, exult. Oh, exult. Guffaw, hee-haw, snigger, titter, sniggle, tee-hee. Pretty cool. Okay, exult. Let's go down exult. Rabbit hole. Rejoice, celebrate, cheer, jubilate, be delighted, be elated, be happy. What do you guys think of that? Do you guys like that? All right, they're not an eel. Something else I was thinking about. I was thinking about a character who says the most offensive things to people. And they say the most offensive things to people. You guys like that? The idea of saying offensive things to people? That's kind of mean. What's so funny about saying offensive things to people? It's not, I don't think that's funny. Listen, between you and me, I don't think that's funny. Do you guys like it when people are say mean things to you, obscene things to you? Do you like that? Do you guys like that? You right there. Do you like that? What about you? Jeez. So this the person, they say the most horrendous things to people. Just very offensive. They don't care about what kind of toes they're stepping on. They don't care. And when people get angry, they go, hey, don't shoot the messenger. Listen. Don't shoot the messenger. Okay? Don't shoot the messenger. So, yeah, I thought that might be kind of a ridiculous kind of character.
Done. goes the clock. Tick, tock, goes the clock. A tick, a tock, goes the clock. A tick, a tock, goes the clock. A ticksy, toxy, goes the clocksy. Ticksy, toxy, goes the clocksy.
Is all around you. Timeless nature is all around you. Timeless nature, it's 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 all around you. Timeless nature. Hello there. Hello there. I'm the man inside the ukulele. Hello there. Can anyone out there hear me?
I can hear you.
Well, now that I've got your attention, I'd like to say a few things.
You got my ear.
Well, first of all, may I please have some ice cream? I'm dreadfully thirsty.
Okay, fair enough.
On number two, can you please scratch this itch on my back, right over there? Right over there, on the back, on the top, yeah.
Here?
Yeah, right there. That's good. All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
Well, I don't mean to, really, you know, impose upon you, but,
What? Well, go ahead, just ask.
Well, my soul, it's trapped in here, in this ukulele. It was this, ancient, Hawaiian voodoo. I'd sort of trapped inside this ukulele, and now I'm down in here. And, you know, it's sort of a boring life, but it's very exciting when you finally pick me up and you play a ditty. I like it. It's something that's very, I like that, you know. That's what I exist here for. I exist here for that sort of thing.
All right, cool. I'll make sure to play the, you know, play the ukulele.
Well, yeah, but, you know, really, most importantly, I just like to not be trapped inside of a ukulele.
How do I get?
Well, I could teach you a spell, and then you just repeat after me, and then, you know, and then we trade places. Hello there, you listening?
Yeah, I'm just contemplating what you just said. Did you say we trade places?
Yeah, you become the ukulele. And then I become you. We switch the bodies. It's like the movie, what is that called? That Freaky Friday. Except this is, what day is it? What day is it?
I think it's Monday.
Oh, that's right, okay. It's like it's Manic Monday. There we go, we called it our own thing. We've got our own sort of thing. It's like a parody, you know, Manic Monday. Manic Monday, I like it. It's got a certain ring to it, you know. The alliteration is really important. When you got the alliteration, God, you got poetry, you know. And of course, if you add some onomatopoeia, you add that sort of ingredient, and then before you know it, you got yourself into a jam. A good kind of jam, like preservatives. Preserves? I don't. What is that? What's that? Preservative? Preservative? It's like, you know, you're jamming, baby. You're jamming. Train of thought and all that. Train of thought, stream of consciousness, all that.
Okay, well,
I'd love to.
Aren't you curious?
Curious about what?
What the spell is going to be. The spell that you have to chant and then we change places.
I never promised.
You promised, that's bollocks, you promised. You can't go back on your word. You would not be good if that happened.
I didn't go on any, I'm not using any words.
Well, you're talking to me right now. In English, not proper English, but in English.
You got me there. All right. I lose, you win.
All right, good. Now, here is the chant. You chant it, and then we trade places. Just a brief ceremony. Just a brief ceremony on this manic Monday. Just a brief ceremony. Are you listening?
Yes.
I don't want you dozing off over there. Are you bored with my conversation?
No, first of all, I'm mystified that my ukulele is talking to me.
What, you never met a genie before?
Well, I've met plenty of genies, but...
Good, because I'm not a genie. I'm just a man who's trapped inside a ukulele. Oh, man, I can't grant you any wishes or anything. Or can I? I don't know. I've never tried it.
That's true. This is the first time we're talking face-to-face, or face-to-strings, as it were.
Yes, of course. Face-to-strings, yes, yes. That's how they do it.
Who? Who's they?
Oh, you know, those who cursed me. The cursed ones. The ones who cursed me.
Oh. Why were you cursed?
Don't ask me such a silly question. I don't know. One day I was sitting there eating a sandwich. I was eating a sandwich. Handing some bread, my bread bit to the pigeon. I had a little friend, I called him Henry. I handed him the bread, lost my train of thought. I'm stuck in this box, and I've lost my train of thought.
Well, you said you were sitting there, you're feeding a pigeon, and...
Yes, yes, don't you tell me my story, it's my story.
Okay, I was just trying to get you...
Oh, yes, bollocks, bollocks. I was there, I was feeding the pigeon, my friend Henry, the pigeon... It's my sandwich. We're giving him bits and bits. All these little bits. I was tearing the sandwich into just... Well, at first I thought maybe I'll make it into even bits, you know. Make him do it even. Even Steven, split it right out of the middle. And then I thought, no, I don't want to conform a society. I'm going to do it with odds. Odds. Besides, I'm a very large fan of The Who.
Oh, I love that band.
Who?
Yes.
Yes, who?
Yes. Yes, The Who.
I said that, The Who.
Yes.
Whatever. Anyway, if you don't know who that band is, I can't help you in that department. I'll show you some YouTube videos later or something like that.
You're gonna show me YouTube videos?
Oh yes, of course. That's what everyone does these days. You know, this is how life is. You show people YouTube videos that you come across, and it's fun, and you like it. You show to people.
So, have you ever shown people YouTube videos?
Well, of course. Hasn't everyone in the world these days?
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, yes. I may not have fingers. I may not have thumbs, or even fingernails. But I've got strings, damn it, I've got strings. And the strength of 12 tigers.
So you were eating your sandwich?
Yes, and I was tearing it up into little bits and little bits and little bits and tiny little, even tinier to little bits than that. And I was trying to get these little bits into tiny, tiny, tiny. But it was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so it was getting quite messy. And the bits were sticking to my fingers, and as you can guess, Henry and his friends, they all started pecking at my hands. I've got all these bits of peanut butter on there, and I'm picking at my hands. Next thing I know, I'm inside a ukulele.
That's all you remember?
Yes, of course. Why would I lie to you?
I don't know, but this is quite startling.
You say I have an eyeball on me, don't you?
Yes. I put that there.
Well, thank you. Now I can see what's going on in this world. Finally. Finally, someone paid me some respect.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go, but thank you so much for talking to me.
Yes, of course. Just continue playing music, will you please? That's what I'm here for. I'm here for that.
Okay, thank you so much. I will remember that, and...
Yes, of course! Yes, of course! Yes.
With a spring in our step. And despite all of the pressure that is current, both in...
Inspirato Projecto.
I'd be a fool not to document this astounding synchronicity. I can't remember if it happened earlier today or yesterday, but either he called me or I called him. He called me. And he goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm putting the potatoes in. He goes, oh my God, of course you're saying that, because I'm about to boil potatoes too. I said, of course you are. He beamed it to my brain. We were talking with Melanie from Cosmic Eye last night before the Peace Frog show. After Cosmic Eye played, Peace Frog played, then there was a little intermission. And I think we talked in between that. Melanie and her friend, and I brought up a specific, twice in that night, there's a mention of the parking lot guy bringing up Kurt Cobain. And there were like two other people who brought up Kurt Cobain. Melanie brought him up. I think the guy, Ty, who we met there, Ty Nielsen, brought him up. Kurt Cobain. Huh. So there's something... come to me. I know it'll come to me. This particular thing that I said to her, I said, oh yeah, let me guess, this thing or that thing. Kazoo! Because Melanie was saying, oh, I'd like to try these different things to add to my band. And I said, kazoo! And all of a sudden Melanie's friend said, oh my gosh, my husband is in a band and he just added kazoo to his band. And it was crazy because we had this huge discussion about synchronicities. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was astounding. I just need to remember to bring out the podcast more often. I know I'm always doing it, but I just want to do it more often because I want to document this stuff. So keep your eyes open for those synchronicities. There are a lot more that happened throughout that day and the days following that. I'm going to get better at documenting these things. It was so great talking with my dad, Chuck, the other day. 11:11, before I went in to see Peace Frog. It was so great to talk to him. Just hearing about how he's going to start picking up his guitar again. He's going to start jamming with a buddy of his. He's learning how to dance. I mean, this is so cool. I told him about Dr. Amp on Twin Peaks. Dig yourself out of the shit. Oh, my God. Here, let's play Dig Yourself Out of the Shit. Let's do it. Let's do it. We got to play Dr. Jacoby. Here we go. Dr. Amp. Dig Golden. Okay.
Here we go. We could hear it.
Friends, we all live in the mud. In the shit. Shovel your way out of the shit. This is your shiny gold shovel. 2 coats. Guaranteed. Shovel your way out of the shit and into the truth. Dig yourself out of the shit. $29.99. That's right. Only $29.99. Plus shipping. Accept no substitute. Get yours now.
Dr. Amp's Golden Shovel.